just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Psychotherapist. Emile Coué has narrated an event somewhere. He was talking with his friend who was a major in some army. So this major was reading a book, and in that book it was written, the book was on hypnosis, that whatever mother thinks during pregnancy, the same thing gets manifested in the child. So this major was reading this to his wife who was pregnant at that time. And the wife says, I don't believe such a thing can happen. The major said, it is written that when you keep on repeating certain things in your mind, the same thing happens, starts manifesting in the child. They happen to go to a party, military party. In that, the wife saw the general, and the general had a deformed thumb, which was damaged, wounded. So, she tried not to look at that thumb, but somehow or other, that thumb caught her attention. She tried every method, every way, not to look at that thumb, but somehow that thumb caught her attention. And after every few seconds, she would again look at that thumb, again look at that thumb. Then again she would tell her mind not to look at that thumb of the general. But the thumb had gone in her thoughts. She was eating, she was thinking of the thumb. And a thought that my son should not have such a thumb, who is yet unborn. So that thumb caught hold of her She came home and she tried to convince herself why I'm thinking of that thumb. But somehow she couldn't just get out of that thought. And also a fear that my son would get that deformed thumb. So all the time she was thinking, thinking and thinking. And when she delivered the child after the end of 9 months, the child had deformed thumb. So whatever you think for a long time, the thing starts manifesting, or the thing becomes reality. Thoughts become real if you think them very deeply. And that's what is used in hypnosis. A subject is hypnotized and then is asked to go in the past, and the person starts remembering everything that happened in the past. Something known as past life regression. But here, the subject is hypnotized. He is as if unconscious. Religious scriptures mention about Jati Smaran. In Jati Smaran also, person can remember the past lives, but without getting unconscious. There's well-developed techniques given, which are esoteric, unrevealed, but they are given in ancient scriptures. How to do Jati Smaran, the techniques of dhyana, meditation, and so on. You sit and you go into your past births and see everything that happened. And there are so many missing links in this birth. So you can connect the dots. Baba says soul has record of everything. So tiny, it's a wonder. But it's a small electronic chip which is carrying huge data. But the good thing is that nature has made such an arrangement that we don't remember the past lives. But that doesn't mean that the data is not stored. There are dark corners. If they can be focused upon, we can enter into those past memories. But then, if you start remembering everything of the past life, this life will become difficult. If a mother suddenly remembers that her child was her husband, things would be tough. If a wife remembers that her husband was her father in the past birth, things would become difficult. So it's good in one way that nature has made such an arrangement that we forget our past births. But everything is stored. If we are asked to remember what happened on 18th January 2012, describe everything. So everything is stored here. We can remember everything. But only thing is that focus is needed. You need to detach yourself from present and future and become one-pointed and get focused only on that past, and then gradually on that year and then on that day, and then everything starts appearing. What time you woke up, you drank tea or coffee or juice, what was the murli, who read, everything you'd start remembering. That much information is stored in the soul. the focus is needed. Baba often talks about two drills. Remember who you were in the past. He tells us that once upon a time, you did not stay on this earth. You as a soul were in the Paramdham. That was your home, the world of light. That was your home, the world of soundlessness. That was your home, where nothing gross existed, where there were no five elements, where there were no bodies, and you were there. Baba says, remember those days. Then he talks, remember what happened when you came down on earth. How was this world? Do you remember? Do you have those memories? How life was when you first descended on the planet? So this is past life remembrance. This is past life regression. Then remember what happened when the first two ages came to an end and a new age started, and how the deterioration started. Everything was so gradual. There was no hurry in the drama. The drama is very slow, slow motion movie. There is no hurry here. Everything happened so slowly that it was unrecognizable. Nobody can say that this point of time, the silver age ended and the copper started. Nobody can say that at this point of time, the copper ended and the iron age started. Very difficult, tough. We can't just say. Or even, when did the golden age end and silver age start? Did we never know? The things were gradual, slow. But Baba reminds us, yes, this is how things were. So, your pinpoint form, when you were in your home, when you came down on earth, what you ate, what you drank, what you did the whole day, how was the life, how were the relationships, what clothes, what activities, what you all were that time. Baba tries to recall, tell us to just try to remember. But then most of the time the memory is obscure. You can't just see anything. It's everything is so hazy and so cloudy. Try to recall somebody sometime. We don't recall anything. Baba says, remember those days when you were worshipworthy souls. People worshipped you. So this is like he's trying to take us back into time, time travel. This is known as time travel. Go back and see and recall those memories. And then the fourth, your Brahmin life. This we can remember. But here also, one should sit and remember one's life. At least once in a day. Recall everything that happened. Right from childhood till now. This is a good practice of becoming witness. That you see everything. And this practice will be the foundation of remembering all the past lives. So what is this practice? As I said, first is hypnotic regression. Second is Jati Smaran, which is so esoteric, so mysterious that it has not been made public. It is known only to those few ancient yogis. Probably they died with that knowledge. But this third we can do and we should do. And how to do that? That we will see. And Baba then talks about future. You are going to become an angel of light. I think in today's Murli also Baba said, gross intellect people won't understand these things, that angels or devta, they don't have bones and flesh. They are the beings of light. So intellect should become subtle and subtler and subtlest stage it should achieve to understand the deep things. Yesterday we were discussing about this message, 5th October 2011. So where does God stay? And we said, in our heart. And He loves those hearts. जैसे पांच मुखी ब्रह्मा का गायन है, ऐसे आपके भी पांच स्वरूप है. सुदर्शन चक्र याद करो. Recall, remember the cycle, the discus of self-realization. Because everything is in the soul, hidden, obscured, covered, fainted. Pehla swarup chamakta hua jyoti roop. That is your first form. The second form, Satyukka Devta Roop, where you are deity in golden age. Tisra Dwapar ka Pujya Roop, the third form is of Dwapar. Fourth, Brahmin. And fifth, Angel. Yeh sab roop kitne pyare hai. Man ko ekras banane ke liye har ghante mein, every hour, 5 minutes or 5 seconds. In paanch roopon ki exercise karo. Do these exercises of 5 forms. Jaise Jyoti Bindu kehne se hi vah chamakta roop saamne aa jaye. The moment you utter, the things should come. So that utterance should be with so much conviction that the moment I say I am an angel, the angelic form should manifest. ऐसे पांच स्वरूप सामने लाओ और उस रूप का अनुभव करो. अपना ही रूप सामने लाने में मुश्किल नहीं होती. हर रूप सामने लाते हर रूप की विशेषता का अनुभव करो. You must have certain knowledge about each of these forms. What are the specialities of deities? What are the specialities of Vashivadi form? What are the specialities of Brahmin form? What are the specialities of point form? And they should not mix. You should not mix. So today you can do this homework. Write 9 specialities of each of the forms. And they should not mix. Don't put anything, everything together. Each form has different speciality. For example, what are the specialities of Devta? Very specific. That will only deities will have those specialities. What are they? They are completely pure. Okay. One. They are full of virtues. Second. Third. They are absolutely non-violent. Then? No. Divine intellect is not the speciality of deities. That's the speciality of Brahmins. And that's why I said, don't mix. They should be very, very, very specific. Next. And specialities of deities. Voiceless. Silence is not the specialities of deities at all. What are the specialities of deities? Royalty is a speciality of Brahmins. Or they are trying to become royal. Speciality is very specific. That's why I said don't mix anything. No. Light is the speciality of Brahmins or angels. What else? Think. What they eat. What they eat, that's also a speciality. Second is your deity, worship of the form. Pujya. What are the specialities? There are 9 specialities of each of the forms. What are the specialities? They are free from desire, has nothing to do. What are the specialities of those statues? Singhasana is not at all the specialities of them. That's why I said you don't confused. Each form has a special speciality. What are they? Power. Power is not the specialities of Varshivati form. Not at all. Awareness is not the specialities of deity. Yeah, this. Kanchankaya, murtis. We are talking of Dwapar. We are talking of copper edged worship worthy form, Pujya Swarup. Light crown. Why they are wearing crown? Crown is not the specialities of worship worthy form. That's the specialities of deities. We are in copper age, Dwapar, Pujya Swarup. What are the specialities? Smiling face, okay. What else? Not at all. What are the specialities when you go to the temple or those Kali, Durga? What are they? What are their glories written in the scriptures? That's fine. They are Vardata. So they are, one is, this is the first speciality. They are the bestower of blessings. That is one. Second, don't narrate divine virtues. List of divine virtues don't come here. What else? Yeah, they are sustainer. They sustain. What else? Ekras. They are murtis. They are statues. Okay. They are lover of devotees. Bhaktavatsal. That is the specialities. What else? You need to work on this. There are different specialities of... Okay. They are care, loving. They take care of the deity, or their devotees. All those... Shringari Murt, so many are there. They are full of all that. Fine ornaments. What do you see when you see into... Go to the temple and see a statue. Eyes what? How are the eyes? Powerful. Work on this. Tomorrow we'll discuss this again. Balance. Pujya Roop. Why they want to keep balance? There's no question of balance there. Not at all. Then come to the deity, your Brahmin form. Brahmin form. This you know, many are there. And what are the angelic form? Light. Then? Fly. Then? Helpers, messengers, then energies, invisible, okay, yes, they are invisible beings of light, then it's okay, but that's still as a very specific, wise-less Sakshi, this is all Brahmin, don't put them into angels, 5 categories are there, and okay, come to the gold, incorporeal world. How is the soul? 9 forms of soul. No, 9 form of, 9 specialities of the soul in the... Okay, they incarnate, fine. What about this first form? Don't bring purity, peace and all that. What are the specialities in the... This is a very important subject. You need to work on this, all of you. All of us. Behad. This we are talking of now. Paramdham. Pinpoint. What are the 9 specialities of the soul there? Silent. Okay. What else? So Baba says practice this 5 form every hour 5 minutes. Now how to do? That's what we were discussing. just as we try to recall, one practice which can be done is first try to recall this birth. Go to the age of 10 years and try to recall what all things happened. And just get focused only on that 10th year of life. Then go gradually to 5th year. Try to recall everything that happened around 5th year. Then even go further down deep, 3 years. Probably nothing you will remember, but some faint remembrances. And then go in the womb of the mother and try to see what were the thoughts. And then break and enter into the past birth. This is a practice which you can do multiple times throughout the day. 5 years back, what happened? Where were you? 10 years back, what happened? Then go back, then go back, then go back. This practice is good throughout the day, multiple times. Or at Amrit Vela, just review your whole life, this birth. And then gradually enter into the past. Maybe you can go reverse manner. Then enter your worshipworthy form. Then go back into your deity form. And then drop the earth and go and enter into the world from where you came. Then again come down and then again enter the angelic stage. Angelic stage is quite simple, but these are the three forms are you have to try recalling, because this is of the past or maybe of the future. So five forms, that's your form. The more you focus on something, you start recalling that. Buddha has called memory the powerhouse of consciousness, storehouse of consciousness. There is a storehouse of consciousness, which in the recent years, by Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud, they used the word unconsciousness, unconscious mind, and later on subconscious mind. So conscious and the subconscious, conscious and the unconscious. You go deep, 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 deep. So this is the mind, conscious mind. You go, you enter unconscious or subconscious mind. You enter deep, collective unconscious mind. You enter deep, cosmic unconscious mind. These are the deeper. And as you enter deeper and deeper, you start growing up and up. So higher up grows when you go deep down. Your collective unconsciousness. You are connected with people. How is it that every religion, every culture has talked about destruction? They were unconnected with each other. The Mayan philosophy is unconnected, not connected with Indian philosophy. But Indian talks about pralay, destruction. Westerns talk about, Christians talk about that. So different people at different areas of the world, they have talked with about destruction. How? So they were collective unconsciousness. They were collectively we are connected. There is a one universal self. All minds are connected. But that is what meditation is. You go deep, 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 deep down within yourself and the new secrets are revealed about yourself and about life. So that's why Baba says, practice this drill. Go within. Find. I am this, but what I was in the previous birth and the previous birth and the previous birth. Back, 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 back. And then go. This is golden age. Then go up. This is where I am. So every 5 minutes, 5 minute ki drill karne baad, jo apna kaarya hai usme lag jao. This is Vishwa Seva, this is Yajna Seva. When you try to know yourself, automatically, when you get enlightened, the world gets enlightened. Om Shanti.